Delighted to say I'm joined in the studio by a fantastic Jordan Kay. Good afternoon, Jordan.
Good afternoon, Will. How are you?
I'm good. To yourself now?
I'm not too bad. Good to be here.
Yeah. So what brings you in here?
Well, he brought me in here. No, what brings me in here is I'm promoting my newly released single and upcoming EP. They're both called Head Held High. So the first single off the EP is Head Held High and the EP is called Head Held High. So I'm finally getting all the songs out there that I've wanted to record for so long, which is a relief, big relief.
And these are all your own songs?
Yeah, all original songs, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I did notice when I was looking through yesterday, the Head Held High, it's a bit of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
There was a previous version as well you did a few years back?
Yeah, that was just kind of the version with the guitar and myself, that was it. The original version I wrote, you know, the chords are a lot different now as well, and the lads up in Claycaster Studio did an amazing job of bringing the song to life.
Is that because your voice has changed?
What's that? Yeah, it could be that reason. Because I wrote this song when I was 18. And I'm 24 now, so probably as well. Yeah, it's changed a small bit, I'd say.
Now, the EP was produced up in Claycastle.
Yeah, it was recorded and mixed up in Claycastle, by Warren Tyvee. And Tony Kiley plays on it, Vincent Collins, Connor Sloan, and all the lads. Yeah. So they made the song what I wanted it to sound like, thank God, and the whole EP, to be honest.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's great to finally have it out, thank God.
How long has it been in production?
It's been in production with about a year, I'd say. I actually recorded the vocals out in Lanzarote, because I lived in Lanzarote last year for 8 months.
Right.
So I recorded the vocals in myself and Connor's kitchen out in Lanzarote.
Of course, he's out there.
Yeah, he's still out there now. Yeah, and I'm back. So it's good to finally have it all done. Thank God.
Fantastic.
And coming out as well. So it's great.
Okay, let's take it back a bit now. So when did you first take up the guitar and singing?
Well, I'm playing guitar about 5 years maybe. I'm singing for as long as I can remember really, but I'm only actually gigging, I'd say, with about 4 years, 3.5 years, 4 years.
Really, I thought it was longer than that, because I thought you were busking in Yall as well.
I used to busk in Yall. I used to busk in Yall with Darragh Lee, actually. But
that was more than 3 years ago.
That was a lot longer than 3 years ago, yeah. He was the one playing the guitar then, and I was just singing along with Darragh. Yeah. We did the All-Ireland talent show as well. We were very young then, actually, to be honest with you. But just gigging in general, though, I'm only doing 3.5 years, 4 years.
And why did you get into it?
I just wanted to do it, really, for a living, like, you know, really did, like, and I love performing, I love playing for people, like, and the more the merrier for me, to be honest with you. the merrier.
Which is why you went out with Connor Sloan.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. You meet some characters out in Lanzarote, all right, yeah, you definitely do.
I'd say that's for a different show.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
Now, you're going to do a few tracks for us as well today, so so what are we going to do to kick off?
I'm going to kick it off with Head Held High, the single I released a couple of weeks ago, and the first single off the EP.
Take my time, slow it down, 'cause I move too fast, this mind of mine. In the afternoon, when it gets bright, I'm on my way to better times. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Nothing left and the earth stops spinning. Gotta keep your head held high. When it's all gone and the memories are slowly fading, gotta keep your head held high. You got to keep your head held high. in 5 more hours. My mind will change, and I'm on my way to better days. Woo. Nothing left and the earth stops spinning. Gotta keep your head held high. When it's all gone and the memories are slowly fading, gotta keep your head held high. You've got to keep your head held high. You've got to keep your head held high. Spent and there's nothing left and the earth stops spinning, gotta keep your head held high. When it's all gone and the memories are slowly fading, gotta keep your head held high. You got to keep your head held high. You've got to keep your head held high.
Oh, head held high.
Yeah. Nice one, nice one.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed that, yeah. It's cracking and a great one for a single as well from the EP.
Yeah. Yeah. And it means a lot to me as well because I wrote it so many years ago, you know. Just feels new to me now because what the lads did with it and everything. So,
and the only thing that you've changed about that is you've changed the chord progression.
To be honest with you, Conor Sloan actually showed me how to write the chords that it should have been. So, I'll give him the credit for that now, to be honest with you.
Was that based on your key?
What's that?
Was that based on your
voice? Yeah, basically. As I always say, he's carrying me with years, even though he's a lot younger than me, he's carrying me.
He's a smart guy anyway, the music.
Oh, he is, yeah, he's very good, yeah.
Now you say you took up the guitar and you've been singing for a long time. Obviously, you took up the guitar a few years ago. Have you found that your songwriting has improved, matured?
Has it
gotten easier?
I don't think it's gotten easier, no, because it's really hard to just sit down and say I'm going to write a song. You know, it just kind of happens. But I find my lyrics are a lot more complex, we'll say, and my songs are kind of changing. You know, the songs I wrote at the start were kind of sounded the same and all that. You know, but it's good now to see that. Like all the songs on the EP, you'll find are a lot different to each other, each and every one is. And I think, that's probably my favourite song off the EP. But a lot of people might hear the other ones and think, oh, that one's better. But that's personally my favourite as well.
Yeah,
but I think, my songwriting and guitar playing has progressed a whole lot, to be honest with you.
Fantastic.
And Lance already played a big part in that because you're playing music as for a living over there.
And you have to play there maybe 2 or 3 times a day?
Yeah, it's three hour gigs, 6 nights a week, yeah. Yeah, so it's tough going, but it's good.
Tough,
it's a good experience. Yeah,
you don't even get paid for it. It's just pure fun.
It is, yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So what music gets you excited? What do you like to listen to when you're not playing?
I love Oasis. I love John Mayer. Queen are a big influence. Queen and Freddie Mercury are big influences for me as well, you know. To be honest with you, I do listen to everything, but they'd be my...
Because to me, sometimes, you know, you come across as like a... kind of like a David Gray type. Particularly with the Babylon.
Yeah, I love David Gray too. Yeah. David Gray's fantastic. I actually learned one of his songs the other day. I should have learned this years ago, but I learned Babylon the other day. So I played that with the lads and the Anchor and y'all there Monday night. It's a great song, you know. He's a great songwriter as well and has a great voice. Like, so David Gray's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. Because you do quite a few covers as well. You know, like I say, you were in the Nook there at Christmas.
I
think it was U2 song you did.
Oh, yeah, it could have been. I think it was. I think it was what one? Still haven't found what I'm looking for. I think it was that one. I played that a lot. I played that at every gig. I do obviously mostly covers because my gigs are 2 hour gigs, so you can't really, like, I don't have that many songs for 2 hours.
An EP's not going to get you far, is it?
Exactly, that's it. Yeah, exactly. And I do play a lot in Dungarvan, Ballycotton, all those kind of places too, and they wouldn't really know my original songs. I ask them beforehand, is it okay if I play an original? And it gets good feedback, but it's great to play in y'all because a lot of people actually know the words to the songs.
Exactly.
Which is fantastic.
And it's fantastic that that you have your own stuff as well. You know, that's brilliant. And and that's what you need if you want to progress as well within the industry.
Yeah.
But you also have to do the covers as well.
Oh, yeah. You have to keep everyone
happy. Because people like to hear them, you know.
Exactly, yeah. So. You have to keep everyone happy. And I learned that out at Lanzarote as well. You have to play a bit of everything.
Exactly.
Even if you don't want to play, you know, you still...
Well, the fact is that people will switch off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if they don't know you who you are, they don't know your songs or your music.
Without a doubt, you have to keep them entertained. Definitely, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So we're going to do another one then, yeah? We've got, we can slip another one in here.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I'm going to do a song actually off the EP. It's another song off the EP. It's a song I wrote in Lanzarote, and it was actually produced by Connor. So there you go now, Connor, if you're watching, fair play to you again. It's a song called Sunshine.
It is radio, not TV, so we won't be watching.
You'll be watching on Facebook, anyway, I'm sure.
Used to wonder what it's like while rain fell from the sky, to just get up and say goodbye. Used to always wonder why no sunshine in the spring, the dark cold and the wind blew for hours every day. Kinda makes me wanna say all I need is a little bit of sunshine. Let it into my life. Throw all my worries away. All I need is a little bit of sunshine. Let it into my life. Throw all my worries away. Finally seeing what it means to live life in a dream. Wake up happy every day, looking out across the bay. No turning back to the rain. Say goodbye to the pain. Sun shining in the spring kinda makes me wanna sing. All I need is a little bit of sunshine. Let it into my life. Throw all my worries away. All I need is a little bit of sunshine. Let it into my life. Throw all my worries away. Oh, throw all my worries away. All I need is a little bit of sunshine. Let it into my life. Throw all my worries away. All I need is a little bit of sunshine. Let it into my life. Throw all my worries away. Oh, throw all my worries away. Oh, throw all my worries away.
Thanks, guys.
Well done, superb, John.
Thank you.
That was really good, yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, so that's Lanzarote inspired, as you can tell.
Well done, Connor. Now, what was the last gig you went to?
Last gig I went to was Fatboy Slim in the Tree Arena.
Oh, really?
2 weeks ago, yeah.
Any good?
Very good, yeah.
He's classic.
Yeah, very good, yeah. He's still going strong anyway. He's showing no signs of slowing down. It was actually his first arena tour as well, which I was surprised about.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his first arena tour, yeah.
I guess he normally does beaches and
stuff.
Yeah,
exactly, festivals and all that kind of stuff, yeah. But yeah, he was fantastic, yeah. Brilliant.
Oh, brilliant, yeah. Now, about yourself then. So what's your ultimate direction? What are you hoping to do with not just this EP and the single as well, but where do you want to head to after this?
I would
don't say Lanzarote.
No, my main goal is just to keep recording, keep releasing EPs, albums, and to be able to make a living out of what I love doing, you know, that's the dream. And it doesn't matter how kind of big or small it gets, if I can make a living out of doing what I love, then I'll be happy, you know. So,
and maybe a record producer is when I got the
Oh, hopefully, yeah, yeah. Please God, yeah, because you can make definitely a better living out of music if that happens. But I just love what I do, you know. Yeah. And it would just be the ultimate dream to just be able to live off playing music for the rest of my days.
What? There's nothing wrong with that, and that's a fantastic way to do it as well, you know, playing
and
music,
and playing bigger venues as well, you know, because I get a real buzz off doing gigs. But actually I haven't played with bands much, but I do get a big buzz of playing with a band, like, you know. It's great. Like, I only played one or two gigs with the lads before me and Connor left. We had two or three gigs in Kinsale and one in Hennessy's Barnyall, and it was just like, it was great, like, to hear my songs live with a band as well. Is fantastic, like, you know.
Now you also played certainly once, possibly more times, up at the Collegiate Church as well.
Yeah.
You supported Luca Bloom.
Luca Bloom, I did indeed. Yeah. Many years ago.
That was a few years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few videos on YouTube. Right. I've changed a bit since then.
To be fair, you were a bit baby faced.
Exactly. Yeah. But
you did fantastic.
Bobby Lee got me up there to support Luca Bloom, and that was great. You know, it was great. At the time, I didn't appreciate it as much because I didn't really listen to Luca, but Luca's a fantastic musician. You know, so I listen to Luca Bloom a lot now, and I'm grateful that I got the opportunity to support him anyway. Definitely.
Indeed,
in y'all as well.
I can remember speaking to I think it was Leo Milan.
Yeah.
When he supported Declan
Sinnott?
No, Damien Dempsey, was it?
Oh, Damien Dempsey,
I think it was Damien Dempsey playing up there as well. He was fantastic.
Brilliant,
well.
Yeah.
He was nervous to start, but he got up there.
Oh, yeah. Leo's fantastic as well, yeah.
I mean, just one of the many, many other talents as well we have in y'all.
Yeah, fantastic. I was talking about it the other night, actually. Y'all is such a talented town for the size of it, like, you know. I'm looking out at a man right now called Ryan Phoenix, who's another very talented man. But the sessions in y'all, and the Nuke and the Anchor and all the other gigs in y'all, it's just the talent in y'all for such a small town is amazing, like, you know.
Fantastic, yeah. So what's next then for yourself?
Well, I'm going to be releasing, I don't have a definite date for the rest of the EP yet, because there's still little bits have to be done with that. But there's going to be a video for Head Held High. I'm going to try and push it to as many radio stations as I can, really. You know, hopefully this is the start, like, and it'll be great for that song to get as big as I'd like it to get, you know, because I'm really...
Will that be a Kieran McCarthy production?
Kieran actually took the pictures for all the EP and everything. I don't see why not. Kieran's brilliant.
I was raging.
That I didn't get onto you, Will. Oh, sorry about that. No, maybe next time. why not, because Kieran's brilliant, and he did my Next to Me video. Always does the pictures and everything. So.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine as well. So yeah, Kieran's brilliant, to be honest with you. Sorry, Will. I'll stop talking about Kieran now. He'll start getting jealous.
Well, that's all we have time for. We'll just leave it at that. No, what a joke. No, seriously, though. So that's fantastic going forward then. And you're going to give us a cover version of...
I'll do a cover, yeah. I'll do one of my favourite songs to sing. It's a song by Chris Stapleton called Tennessee Whiskey.
Looking forward to this one now.
Used to spend my nights out in a bar room, liquor was the only love I've known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom, brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey, and you're as sweet as strawberry wine, and you're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of a bottle's always dry. But when you poured your heart out, I didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. And your ass smooth as Tennessee whiskey. And your is sweet as strawberry wine. And your is warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay strong on your love all the time. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. As Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey.
Cheers, guys.
Well done. Fantastic, Gordon. Thank you. Really good. Love that, yeah.
Yeah, I love singing that song, yeah. It's a great track.
Yeah, it was funny. It was my daughter introduced me to it as well.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant, yeah.
Like only about...
It's a cover. I think it's a cover of a cover, but I've heard one of the originals and I don't think it's as good, to be honest with you.
No, it's not.
That's a brilliant... Chris Stapleton has an amazing voice as well.
Yeah,
so.
Fantastic.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant.
Not unlike your own.
I don't know. That's a very big compliment now, Will, to be honest with you.
Well, it is for him. No, it's fantastic.
Like your style.
Yeah, sure, that's me all over.
Exactly.
You can give me the money later. No, it's been fantastic talking to you, and it's been a real pleasure getting you into the studio as well. And hopefully after maybe another few months or so, we'll get you back in again and see how the sales have gone.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah,
and,
definitely.
Well, if you've got time and you can lower yourself to come in to talk to us, you know, by then, you know. You never know.
Of course, I'll always come down here, and yeah, no doubt, definitely.
No, it's been a real pleasure, Jordan, yeah, and I really appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much, Will, yeah. Thanks for having me.
And we'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, Will. Cheers.